Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 18, verse number 41, the Bible says this. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Father, I pray that you help us tonight. Lord, would you move through this place, Lord, like a mighty rushing wind. God, would I pray, Lord, that you would prick the hearts of your children tonight. God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that there is a need in someone's life here tonight. Lord, maybe it's something they've been praying for a long time. Lord, maybe there's something in their life that they've been begging God to do that they've not seen just yet. I pray, Lord, that tonight you would birth that prayer back in their heart. Lord, birth that vision back in their soul. Lord, and help them not to give up on what you've gave them in days gone by. But Lord, I pray, Lord, that right now more than ever, Lord, that you give us vision, Lord, to see things, Lord, that only you could do. And God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you build our dreams. Lord, you said that where there is no vision, the people perish. And God, Lord, while you're moving and while you're working, Lord, we're going to ask for some big things to come from you. And I pray, Lord, that you let us see those things. Now, Lord, would you touch me now physically that I could withstand the time of preaching. But God, Lord, would you touch me spiritually? Lord, touch my heart, touch my mouth, Lord, and touch my mind. God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you help your people and we'll give you all the honor and all the glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. One of my favorite Old Testament characters is this man by the name of Elijah. I read through Elijah's life over and over and over. I find myself every time that I go back and read about something that maybe God allowed him to do. Amen. I say, man alive, I wish God would use me like that. I see things in Elijah's life that I want in my life. I see the power that God gave him. I see the way God's hand was laid upon Elijah's life. And let me tell you something, honey, you can't read Elijah and Elisha without finding yourself saying, God, would you use me in a way like that? God, Lord, would you touch me like that someday? I found myself praying that prayer. God, if you could use Elijah, God, would you use me? God, Lord, if you'll touch a man like that. Now, I ain't trying to go heal nobody from the dead. I'm not trying to call people back from already passing over. But I see God used a man in a day where wickedness had swept through the land. And then we find in 1 Kings 18 that he stood in front of 450 prophets of Baal, and he stood up for God against it with the odds against him. But even though they may have been against him, he stood up and said, it don't matter what you think. It don't matter how many of y'all there may be. I know who the true God of Israel is, and I will stand for my God. Boy, I wish God would give us some faith like that in this day and hour. I wish God would build up some men, myself included, that could stand against the world and say, though no one go with me, still I will follow. I'll stand for the Lord no matter what. I wish God would give us some faith and some strength like that. I love his life. I like how Elijah showed up. He just kind of popped up out of nowhere. Amen. Y'all gonna tell from me that I like crazy people. Amen. I told y'all I like Simon Peter this morning. I like Elijah. Amen. Where did he come from? Elijah the Tishbites of the inhabitants of Gilead. That's his history.
Amen. That's all we know about him. That's all we got. Amen. We don't know really where he came from, except he just popped on the scene. And as soon as he popped on the scene, he started preaching. He said, hey, I got a word from the Lord. There shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Amen. Elijah shows up with the word to preach. He shows up with a message. And let me tell you something. When you're a man that just pops up out of nowhere and you just told everybody under the sound of your voice, there will not be no rain nor dew these years. How many? I don't know. Just these years. But there's not going to be any more rain until I say so. They probably wasn't a huge fan. I would say the farmers probably crossed their arms and said, well, who does this cat think he is? I got crops in the ground. I've got cattle. I've got all my farm. I've got my family. We can't go without rain. But Elijah was living in a day and hour where he knew that the people of God was walking away from God. He was living in a day where everybody that used to gather in the church house and want to sing in the choir, want to lift their hands while the church would sing Amazing Grace, tears used to roll down their face, but now they're saying we don't really want any of that anymore. We don't want to worship God anymore the way they used to, the way Grandpa did. It ain't our way anymore. Let me say this. They wasn't just trying to get out of church. They still wanted to go to church, but they just wanted to go to church a little bit different. Can I have an amen? They still wanted to worship something, so they looked toward Baal. They still wanted to congregate, but they wanted to congregate in a different style. But can I say I'm glad that there's still some churches like this when we end tonight that still want to gather up on a Sunday night and say, God, would you feed me? God, would you speak to me? Lord, we want you and we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you already got a little bit of Elijah in you and you didn't even know it yet. Amen. Elijah, what a great character. What a great man of God. Miracle after miracle. If I wasn't preaching already and it was 6:42, I'd start all over and just go through his whole life. Amen. I love it. You see God using him about every time he takes a step, God's doing something. That's what I want. Come on now. Every time he turned around, God's blessing the fire out of him. Amen. That's what I want. Hey, man, you say you want them prosperity preachers? Well, if God's got it, I want it. Amen. If he's got a blessing for me, I don't want to die and go to heaven and find out I missed out on something. Come on now. Everywhere he went, but I want to get to where we are tonight. Elijah's first place, he goes by the brook Cherith, and God builds him there. God makes him the man who we're reading about tonight. At the brook Cherith, God provides for him. He goes to that widow woman's house. God uses him. Raises that young man from the dead. God uses him. Goes and finds out that there's 450 prophets of Baal in town. He says, well, I tell you what, let's have us a praying contest and find out who the true God of Israel is around here. Let me tell you something. When Elijah walks in, you don't go into a praying contest. Bad idea. He gonna win. Amen. Elijah went before him. He said, I tell you what. He said, y'all make a sacrifice. He said, and y'all call on the name of Baal. He said, this is how you put it in order. This is how you do it. This is the wood, the rock, the stone, everything. Cut the bullock up like this. He told them, he gave them every bit of information that they needed to offer up a sacrifice. They was just missing one thing, was the real God. He said, y'all call on the name of Baal. The Bible tells us that they started at the morning sacrifice and they prayed all day up into the evening sacrifice. And the Bible said that old brother Elijah was a standing back with his arms crossed, leaning up against a pine tree and said, what's wrong? Maybe y'all God can't hear you. Maybe he ain't praying loud enough. Or maybe he's on a journey somewhere. Or maybe he's just laid down and took himself a nap. Amen. Can I announce to you tonight that I'm glad that my Bible tells me that my God is a God that neither sleeps nor slumbers. He doesn't take off. He don't call in sick. But he's always got his ear inclined unto me and ready to hear my prayer. I say, what a good God we serve. Elijah puts everything back in order. The prophets, they were so mad that Baal didn't answer their prayer. The Bible tells us that they stood up on the sacrifice, jumped up and down, began to cut themselves, and they was furious that he would not hear their prayer. Oh, Brother Elijah said, let me tell y'all something. Y'all done messed everything up. We're going to have to fix some things around here. Can I say time out from a message? I'm thankful for a man of God who knows when it's time to get order back in the house of the Lord. Yeah. Amen. If you got a good man of God, you ought to thank the Lord for him every day. I believe y'all do. I'm going to try that again. I believe y'all got a good one sitting up there. Man after God's own heart, I believe. Praise the Lord. Elijah put the sacrifice back in order, put the wood back in order, put the rocks back in order, and he began to pray. Now, we give credit to Elijah. We say he was the man that called fire down from heaven. I didn't read that part. I never did. I've never read that in the story. But I did read where he trusted God, and he said, my God is a God that answereth by fire. If Elijah would have called down fire from heaven, boy, you talk about a big old head that he would have got. But he just trusted God and believed him to do what he knew he was capable of doing. Yeah. Amen. I'm trying to get back to my text tonight, but y'all won't let me. Y'all quit saying amen and I'll move along, okay? Elijah knelt down. Boy, this is the verse that God's been giving me over and over just the 2 weeks that I've been here in Burlington, the Greensboro area. This is what he prayed. He said, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God. There's a whole lot of people looking for peace today. There's a whole lot of people looking for answers. There's a whole lot of people looking for joy in this world that we're living in, but they're not looking for it in the right places. Amen. But God done threw up a tent right in the middle of I-40 and I-85, right in the cross and hallelujah. And he threw up a tabernacle and said, Jesus is still the answer. Jesus is still the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I'm thankful that he is still the Lord God of this day and hour. Hallelujah. So the people may know. This is what I want to get to right here. Amen. I don't know how long my introduction was, but I'll hurry. Now we've got to this place. The fire has failed. It's consumed the sacrifice, consumed the wood, the fire, even the rocks they used. Even poured water on the sacrifice and burnt the water up. Only God can do that. Amen. When things are starting to happen that don't make sense, you better trust that it's just the Lord. Amen. He's seen God move. He's seen God come through for him. But I want you to remember something. What did Elijah show up preaching? What was his message when he first showed up on the scene in chapter 17? That there shall not be dew nor rain. See, Elijah's word was not to come and to stand in front of the 450 prophets of Baal. That was just a job on the way to do his other job. And sometimes God will give us missions to do while we already on a mission. Sometimes God will place us in certain areas in life to accomplish some things for him while we still haven't quite got to where God originally said to go to yet. Called down or prayed and the fire fell down from heaven. But here we find him in verse number 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Now, if I could say it to you like this, I'd like to preach on this thought real fast. How to live between the fire and the flood. How are you going to live between the fire and the flood? This is where Elijah's living. He's just witnessed God do a great thing for him. Sent down the fire. God's answered every prayer that he's had so far. He's provided his every need along the way. And he's seen God do a great work and thank the Lord for it. But Lord, what I really need is over here, and I've not seen it come to pass yet. Let me ask you something this evening. Is there something in your life that you've been praying for a long time that you've still not seen God do yet. Now, I've seen him do some great things here, and I've seen him do some great things there, and he's answered that prayer, and he's answered that prayer. Oh, but this prayer over here is one that I've been praying for a long time, and God, Lord, I've just not seen it yet. Will you answer this prayer? Is anybody with me tonight? How are you going to live? Because I know he can do it because he just did that. But Lord, why ain't you done it over here yet for me? Number one, how am I going to live between my fire and the flood? You got to keep listening. You got to keep listening. The Bible said in verse number 41, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that the man of God, amen, he may have felt like, Lord, you've been answering that prayer and that one, but this one ain't been answered yet. But Lord, I've been hearing some thunder rolling, and I feel like you're about to answer it. Lord, it may have been for 3.5 years that God had not answered that prayer yet. But Lord, I believe we're ready now. I believe God's people is ready to come back to you. Would you let the rain come? God, would you let the rain fall? Lord, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I even before this meeting had started up here in this area, there have been some things going on in my life, Brother Tyler, in my Bible reading while I've been praying. Boy, I've been hearing the thunder roll down in my spirit, down in my soul. There's been something that's been going on, and I felt like I could hear the thunder rolling. And I'd say, Lord, I don't know what it is that you're about to do, but Lord, whatever it is, I want to be a part of it. Amen. Lord, if you want to send revival, Lord, I just want to be a small part of whatever you're going to do. Lord, if you're getting ready to do something, I want to be involved. I've been hearing the sound. I've been getting in some church services lately, Brother Jimmy. Amen. And the choir would begin to sing. Anybody all get them Holy Ghost goosebumps? Amen. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that. We Baptist. Amen. Amen. I'm Baptist, amen, but I lean toward a little, amen, having a good time, Pentecostal, amen. Amen. Don't leave here saying Brother Jared said he's Pentecostal now, amen. I just ain't going to go to no dead church. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Amen, but I've been getting in some places here. Y'all don't mind if I sit with you while I preach, do you? Man, the choir would get to singing, or the preacher would get to preaching, I'd get to, golly, that feels good, amen. The preacher getting to preaching about the Lord, choir getting to singing about heaven, something getting to rolling down into my soul. Amen. The next thing you know, I'd throw my hand up and say, yeah, I'm ready for it. Amen. They'd sing another verse. I'd say, yes, I'm ready for it, Lord. Amen. Then the preacher would get up and tell how good God is, how good it is to be saved. And something down inside of me would just jump up and say, woo! Amen to that, preacher. I believe that. I'm for that. You say, what is it? That was the thunder rolling down in my soul. You say, why? Because I'm a listening for whatever God's got. I want to be a part. You got to keep listening. Let me say this tonight. Elijah needed the rain, and he would have never knew that the rain was coming if he had not been listening. Amen. Amen. If his ear was not aimed toward heaven, listening for whatever God had for him, he would have missed out on God answering his prayer. I remember, I'm young, but when I was younger, young teenager, maybe y'all say, how old are y'all, about 12, 15, 12? Amen. About probably y'all's age, my daddy, he used to have a Ford Ranger. Amen, I love that Ford Ranger. I asked him, I said, Daddy, when I was real young, I said, Daddy, when you die, can I have that truck? I thought he would have been honored that I would want something he had, and he looked at me like, son, I can't believe that you would ask me such a thing. But I remember he'd have that truck, and boy, you talking about, I miss these days. I hate being a grown-up. Sometimes I just want to go move back in with mom and daddy. I miss those days when I'd just be able to jump in the truck with Daddy and ride around. Amen. I still got him. Don't get me wrong. I could go and do it whenever I can, but our schedules just don't allow it as much as we used to. And I remember, Brother Tyler, if we was going somewhere, I would run to that truck. It was a
five or manual transmission, I'd run over there and I'd want to crank it up because I just thought it was the coolest thing to be able to push the clutch in and crank the truck up. Y'all know how boys are. Amen. Do y'all know anything about a stick shift vehicle? Okay, I'm just making sure. Amen. This generation we live in don't know nothing about manual transmissions and phone books. Somebody say amen. Or how to write a letter or a check. Amen. Everything. Like, do you write them a letter? Do you mean an email? Yeah, I'm just checking on y'all, make sure y'all getting raised right, okay? I'd run out there and I'd stick that clutch in, I'd crank it up, and I'd turn that radio on. I've loved music all of my life. I mean, I loved it. Still love it. And I'd crank it up, and I'd sit in that truck waiting on Daddy to come in. I'd have the radio going. I grew up on the Cathedrals and Gold City and the McCamey's and the Rollins. That's all. I didn't even know that there was anything besides gospel music till I got a teenager. I didn't even know who Hank Williams was. Can you believe it? I was deprived as a youngin. Hey, man. I'd get in that truck and I'd turn the radio on. My daddy's favorite was the Cathedrals. Brother, you let old Brother George Yonts start singing. Today I went back to the place that I used to know. Oh, my daddy get to squalling. It could be a good song like that. And he'd get in there, brother, and you know what the first thing he'd do before he ever put that thing in reverse? He'd get in there, put his seatbelt on, he'd reach up there and he'd turn that music off. And I'd say, now, Daddy, don't you think that was a good song? He'd say, well, I think that was a great song. I said, well, don't you think we ought to listen to it? I was trying to listen and enjoy it. And he'd say, well, I'm trying to listen too. And I'd look at him like, if you're trying to listen to that song, then why in the world did you just turn it off? And we'd go on down the road. I'd be wondering, I'd scratch my head, and you know how boys think, little tire noise going there, little road noise going, I'll slip up there and turn that thing back on. I'd turn it on and he'd let a few minutes go by and he'd reach over and turn it back off. I'd say, well, Daddy, what was wrong with that song? Nothing was wrong with that song, son. I say, well, you just didn't want to listen to it. He said, oh, I'm trying to listen. You try to tell a 12-year-old boy that you're trying to listen to something and turn it off, you're going to confuse them. And at 12 years old, he would start to tell me, son, you don't always need noise. He said, but God may try to tell you something one day. He said, you better be listening to him. Amen. He said, the more noise you got, the less chance you'll be able to hear him. And at 12 years old, that didn't make no sense. Because I thought if God was going to speak to me, he'd speak through me through George Jones. And through the Cathedrals and through the Inspirations. But when I got married, when I surrendered to preach, when I started living on my own, I'd be riding down the road. I remember the first time I was riding down the road. Boy, and I had my radio going. I was singing along. I was having a good time. And somebody jumped in the truck with me and said, ahem. I looked around to see who just jumped in my truck, and I couldn't see nobody. And they said, you ready to listen? And I went back to that Ford Ranger, 12 years old, and Jared Dixon became Edward Dixon. And I reached up there, and I turned that radio off. And I said, Lord, I'm all yours. Some of the sweetest times I've ever had in my life was not in a big camp meeting. Not in a big jubilee, wasn't holding a microphone singing my favorite song, wasn't with my Bible in my hand preaching my favorite message, but some of the best times I've ever had as a child of God was when it was just me and that F-150 sitting out yonder, and the Holy Ghost come by and said, son, are you ready to listen to me for a little bit? And I'd say, yes, sir, talk away. And he'd say, I sure do love you. I'd say, I sure do love you. Next thing I know, I was having jubilee all by myself. I was having church when there wasn't nobody else around. But you got to be willing to listen. Yeah, yeah. Listening for the sound.
Not only do you have to be listening, but I want you to look in the Word of God tonight. The Bible says this. Look in verse number 42. So Ahab went up to eat, to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. You got to keep listening, but you got to keep longing. Let me say this. Boy, this has been said I don't know how many times about the move that God is doing right now. What is the key? Everybody that's come by and interviewed, what's the key? What's the secret? Why do you think God is moving the way He's moving? One word, prayer. One word, prayer. You think it's because there's a bunch of talent? No. You think it's because there's a bunch of preachers? Absolutely not. You think it's just because people are curious and they're stopping by to find out what's going on? No, no, none of that, none of that. But there's one thing. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, amen, and pray. There's been some praying going on. When is the last time that you spent some time specifically for that need in your life? When is the last time that you've just took the day and said, Lord, it's just me and you. I mean business. I need you to answer this prayer. And Lord, we're going to talk about it for a while. When's the last time that you knelt down on your knees and put your face down to the earth and said, Lord, I'm serious about this. Lord, you say, well, don't God hear all prayers? Oh, I believe He does. But there's just something about entering that place of prayer where you mean business, where you're willing to sacrifice everything else in your life, and you're willing to stay there and call on God until God says, okay, son, I believe now you want it. Amen. You say, why do you say it like that? Because I believe the more we ask Him, the more that it proves that we really do want something from Him. Amen. Well, there's a lot of people trying to live their life off of some lay me down to sleep prayers. There's a lot of people that's trying to just get by laying their head by on a pillow and saying, now, Lord, you know what we need, and we appreciate you take care of that and everything. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Let me tell you something. I'm no prayer warrior. I don't claim to be. I remember, I guess it's probably been 3 years ago. Yeah, it was the first year me and my wife was married. 3 years ago this summer, we was in a youth camp. How many of y'all love teen camp? Amen. I love it because it gets crazy and nobody points their finger at us. Amen. Amen. Our Bible camps, you better not be standing in the middle of the aisle because you'll get slapped, run over. Somebody run over your grits. Amen. That's Georgia words, run over your grits. Amen. I remember we was at teen camp. And I was sitting there. I'd just been playing the piano for hours upon hours. It was a service and a half. Y'all know how they get. Felt like my fingers was about to fall off. Back hurt, toes hurt, eyebrows hurt, everything hurt. Because it was on. I mean, it was a real move. But I'd sat up there the whole time, played the piano for them, sang for them. Didn't feel nothing. Any of you been there before? You ever been in church before and everybody else is having a good time? Everybody else has got tears in their eyes and you're looking at them saying, I wish I had them tears. I wish I could raise my hand. Lord, I know you're here because it's on everybody else, but I ain't feeling nothing. I was going through something, me and my family. Boy, it was weighing on me big. And I finally got off the piano. I couldn't even play no more. It was really just that holy in there, Brother Jimmy. I didn't even want to play and interrupt the Spirit of God. Then I come down off of that platform, and I sat down. We had some hay bales with the 2x12 laid across them as our altars. And I sat down on that altar, and I said, Lord, I sure wish I could get in on some of this. I know it helped me because I'm hurting, and I need you. And I began to cry out to Him, and I began to try to pray, and I know some of y'all may have been here. I felt like that my prayers wasn't going no further than what the ceiling was. Bouncing right back down. And boy, I'll tell you, I felt like, Lord, what's wrong with me? I'm going through something, but is there something in my life? Is something wrong? I tried to check up, confess everything, confess all Jennifer stuff too. Didn't know what was wrong. And I finally turned around in that altar, Brother Tyler, and I said, Lord, I don't know what to pray. Lord, I don't even know the words. And I don't know if you've ever tried it, but I recommend it. I said, Lord, would you just tell me what to pray? Let me tell you, if you're going through something in your life or you need a prayer answered, just ask God how you should pray for it. He does a whole lot better than we do. Amen. You know, the Father's sitting at the right hand for us anyhow. He's making intercession. He's taking the words that we are trying to say and really saying them for us to our Father. Amen. So why don't we just start out with, would you tell me what to pray in the first place? I said, Lord, I don't know what to pray. And he began to tell me. And when I started to pray that prayer, it was like everything that I was feeling just was lifted off of me. Amen. And God opened up that ceiling. I felt like he lowered himself down in that building. Nobody else was even there anymore. And he sat down on that 2x12 right beside me and let me pray. And he let me talk to him. I don't know how long I was there, but I know I felt like I was about to die because God was so close and it was so holy because I was longing and I was beginning to call on God. When is the last time that you just, Lord, help me pray? Tell me what to pray. You got to keep longing, church. And lastly, and I'm about done. Jimmy, come on to the pen if you don't mind. Not only do you have to keep listening, you have to keep longing, but you got to keep looking. I love this last verse. The Bible says this, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. Verse number 43 and verse number 44. Man, night and day. He tells his servant to go look, and his servant comes back, and he says, there's nothing. How many of you, y'all have probably heard this message preached 1,000 times, this text. Probably heard 100 messages come from here. I've preached many myself, but I've heard most of them. They get to this place, they get to this spot in the scripture, and it's the highest part. It's when the servant comes back and he runs back to Elijah, and he says, Elijah, I seen the cloud. I see it now. It's the size of a man's hand, and they get excited, and everybody gets all reared up, but that's not how I'm reading it. When I read it, I see a servant in disbelief. I see a man that he goes and he looks and he says, Elijah said he heard sound. Elijah said that he thought the thunder was rolling, but I don't see nothing. And he goes back and tells the word back to Elijah. There's nothing, Elijah. I don't know what you're hearing, but I ain't seeing. And Elijah comes back to him and he says, well, why don't you just go look 7 times? I need y'all to just say amen right there so I don't have to preach that. Amen. 7 times. He goes and looks 7 times. Brother Daniel Buchanan preached on this the other morning. He goes and looks 7 times after he done looked the first time. 8 times. 7, the number of perfection. 8, the number of new beginning. See, I'll say amen again so I'll move on. Amen. One more time, because I'm wanting to stay there and preach. No, I can't do it. He goes and looks 7 more times. And on that last time, he comes back and he said, Elijah, he said, I seen a cloud. Now you have to think 3.5 years of no rain, not even the dew to kiss the morning. How dry really was it? How bad off were they really in that drought? They didn't need a sprinkle to come through. They didn't need an April shower to blow through. They needed the floods to come. They needed to experience the downpours from heaven. And that servant comes back. I could see as he's shaking his head. He said, Elijah. He said, I seen a cloud. He said, and it's just a little cloud. It's what the Bible says. It's a little cloud. He said, but Elijah, there's one thing you do need to know about this cloud. Elijah said, what is it, son? He said, well, you know how when we travel, we see those clouds in the sky, those big white puffy clouds, we can see shapes and sizes and animals as we're traveling. Just get a joy out of that. Yeah. He said, this one's a little different. He said, it is a little cloud, but the more that I looked at it, the more that I studied it, he said, I put my hand up against it. He said, and it looks just like a man's hand. Whew. I can imagine the hair on Brother Elijah's neck stood up and said, what did you say to me? He said, I told you, it looks like the form of a man's hand. And old Brother Elijah said, now, he said, I know that you may think it's a little cloud. He said, I know you may think that, boy, we ain't going to get the amount of rain that we need out of a little cloud like that. But let me tell you something, son. If that cloud looks like the form of a man's hand, let me tell you whose hand that is. That's my God. That's my God on his way. He promised me that he'd send the rain when it was time to. Amen. And I don't care how big the cloud is. It don't matter how little the cloud may be. Amen. Sometimes we get so caught up in what other people see and we start believing them instead of God. Amen. But don't let what other people see discourage you from what God has already promised. If God said the rain was going to come, you better get your umbrella ready and put your muck boots on because the rain is a coming. Hallelujah. The rain is a coming. Amen. We've been praying. Amen. We've been longing. God send revival. God send revival. Would you save souls? Then you say, what's going on? God has been answering prayer for the past 7 weeks, and I believe he's about to answer some more prayer in week number 8. You say, what's happening? God is looking at the prayers of the saints of God, and he's saying, you've been longing and you've been listening, but now look out your window, because here comes the cloud. Last Friday night, the youth meeting, Brother Kenny Baldwin came and preached. I got plumb spooked Friday night when I pulled up to the tent. How many of y'all remember? Rained a little bit earlier that day. That storm came. Brother Kenoy, I ain't making this up. I wouldn't do that in the Lord's house while I'm preaching, I promise you. Whew, it feels 10 degrees cooler up here than it does back there. The rain had done passed. And I looked on my radar and there wasn't a cloud in the sky according to that radar. When I hit I-40 coming off of exit 141, getting back off of exit 140, and I turned left, there was a cloud sitting over the top of that tent. And it looked like it was about to pour at any minute. And I said, Lord Jesus, it ain't supposed to rain. It ain't supposed to thunder. It ain't supposed to lightning tonight. All that's coming, it's gone. All that's already passed, it's already moved. And I watched that cloud. And what I could not see on the radar, I was still seeing it hovering over the top of that tent. I told my wife, I said, honey, I said, I ain't trying to sound crazy. I said, but I believe God put that cloud to hover right over the top of that tent. I said, it's going to cool us off, number one. I said, but it wouldn't doubt me one bit if that's the glory of God hovering over that place right now. I said, no telling what God's about to do, because we've been begging and longing for God to send the rain, and he's sending it right now. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. If I don't bless you, I'm sorry, but it blesses me. You say, why? Because I've been praying. God gave me some verses not long ago when I first surrendered to preach. He gave me a promise. He told me he'd do something for me. He said this right here. God's telling me to read it now. Psalm 72. He said, verse number 17, oh God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hast done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? I say there ain't nobody like him tonight. There ain't nobody with power like my God. There ain't nobody with strength like my Savior. And I beg God, Lord, in my day and in my hour, let my generation see the power of God fall. Let my generation see a revival come. Amen. I know it's been prayed for a long time, but he's doing it right now. The rains are here. The rains are here. I want to get out there and jump in the mud puddles and say, God is answering our prayer. Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is in your life. You may have just witnessed some fire fall, but you may still have some prayers over here that you're begging God to answer. Would tonight you come and say, Lord, I'm not giving up on the prayers. But while you're moving, while the power of God is the realest that we've ever seen it, Lord, while you're saving sinners, would you save the one I've been begging you for? Mama, why don't you keep praying harder for that boy than you ever prayed for him? Why don't you keep praying for that daughter harder than you ever prayed for? Amen. You might have been praying for your mama. You might be praying for your daddy or your grandparents to get back to God or to get right with God or to meet God. I say, while the power of God has failed and while we're living in it, begin to pray and long. Let me say this to you. Sometimes we do remember to listen. We do remember to long. But sometimes we forget to look. We got everything else under control. We got everything else right. I told you this morning that verse. I believe, but help my unbelief. Oh, I believe God can save him. Been praying for him. Well, how hard you've been looking for him to save him. I say tonight, open up the windows of your heart and start to look out there and see what God's about to do. Let's all stand together, church. Maybe you need to come and say, Lord, would you cleanse? Would you clean my hearing, my ears out spiritually, that I could hear what it is you have for me? To hear him, you've got to get rid of all the other noise. To hear him, you got to get everything else out of your life so he can get in your life. Maybe you need to say, Lord, would you come? Lord, shelter my eyes from the things of this world. God, Lord, would you block my vision of things that would detour me from seeing the movement of God? Lord, and only allow mine eyes to see the things you have for me. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, as we've gathered here tonight, Lord, I pray for each and every one of us. Lord, I'm sure we all could testify and say we all have something that we've been praying for a long time. God, Lord, I'm sure individually we could say that and collectively as well. Lord, as a church body, Lord, we've been praying for what we're seeing now. God, Lord, but I pray as Church Street. God, Lord, they have needs and, Lord, they have visions here. God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that while your power is so strong here, God, Lord, in this area, God, Lord, that you'd answer the prayers of your people. God, Lord, while, Lord, you're saving sinners, would you send them here and save them? Lord, while, Lord, you're growing the bride, Lord, while you're growing the church, Lord, I pray, Lord, specifically for Church Street. God, Lord, as they're getting ready to endeavor, Lord, their new schedule, their new services, God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you bless them beyond their imagination. God, Lord, and whatever man thinks he sees, don't let them be discouraged by that, but, Lord, help them to hold on to what God has told them will come. I pray that you help them now. In Jesus' name, no one's looking around tonight. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Would there be one say, Brother Jared, would you pray for me? There have been something in my life that I've been praying for a long time. And I've seen God give victories. I've seen God answer prayers, but there's still something I've been asking God for that I've not seen yet. There's a hand. There's a hand. There's hands going up everywhere. Everywhere. Let me say this. Can I ask you this tonight? Let's not even go any further. If you raised your hand, would you come to this altar? Let's join together in prayer. Come right now. Would you do it right now? There's some coming. Come on. Come on. There's some already coming. You say, oh God, I've seen you give victories already, but I'm still begging you for that one thing. God, Lord, I've seen the fire, but we need the flood. Lord Jesus, God knows exactly what it is. God knows exactly where you are and how your heart feels about it. Tell him tonight. Be real with him. Tell him that we're ready to see it. God, Lord, I pray for these that have come and they're still coming while I pray. God, Lord, they're begging you tonight. God, Lord, they know you can send the fire. They've seen it before. God, Lord, they know that you can answer prayer because you've answered prayer. But, Lord, there's some prayers deep down in their soul. God, Lord, there's some needs down in their heart that they've been praying for a long time. God, Lord, I've seen them with tears in their eyes tonight. Lord, as we were preaching it and while we were talking about it, God, Lord, and their heart is hurting, but Lord, they're ready for the rain to come. And God, I pray that tonight, Lord, would you hear our prayers and would you roll back, Lord, the clouds of heaven, Lord, and send the rain our way. God, Lord, would you flood their soul? Lord, would you hear their prayer? God, Lord, help us, Lord, not to just be longing for it. Lord, I don't know, but I would imagine there's been many, many prayers prayed over them. Many hours spent and longing already. God, Lord, and I'm sure we've been listening, but Lord, help us to keep looking for you to answer those prayers. Lord, sometimes we got to go back and look and back again. Now I pray, Lord Jesus, help him. Help him. You mind God tonight? You pray as long as you need to, church. Brother Tyler's going to come. This is what I feel the Lord impressing on my heart. I know there's still some up here praying for their burdens or needs. Brother Tyler, I don't think the Lord would be upset if we gathered around and prayed specifically for this week's meeting. How many of you want to see God to do something great? I know it. My little girl may never remember it, but she's going to know about it. Daddy's going to tell her, honey, you was laying in the sawdust when it was a go. Woo! You was there. You were present. I want God to do something great. He's already blown my mind, but I believe he's got more. If you're hungry for God, if you want to see God do something, continue to move. Let's gather around tonight. Oh, Lord, don't stop now. Lord, while you got the attention of the people, Lord, take us to the next level. Oh, God. Lord, exceedingly and above all that we could think or ask, would you do it? Call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things. Oh, God, would you do it? Show us, Lord. We're ready. Brother Jimmy, you mind God, brother.
I'm tired of just the same old thing. Tradition wearing your name. I'm tired of a man-made worship power. I'm tired of a song with no praise where worshiping you is out of place. I'm tired of religious formality. I'm tired. Send the rain. Send the fire. Send the wind. Send the Holy Ghost in power. Send the rain. Send the fire. arrival, Lord. We're ready to walk through the door. We're ready, Lord. Oh, let it pour. We're ready, Lord. We're ready, Lord. Enough is enough. We're ready to drink from your cup. We're ready, Lord. Oh, fill us up. We're ready, Lord. So send the rain, send the fire, send the wind, send the Holy Ghost in power, send the rain, send the fire. Just the same old thing. Tradition wearing your name. I'm tired of a man-made worship bow. I'm tired of a song with no praise where worshiping you is out of place. I'm tired of religious formalities. I'm tired. Oh, send the rain, God. Send the fire, send the wind, send your Holy Ghost with fire, send the rain, send the fire, send the wind, send the Holy Ghost in power, send the rain.
Heavenly Father, I pray now that your power might rest upon us. And for these your people and the things that they have laid at your feet, I pray that you will please help them and strengthen them tonight. Oh God, it is my prayer, it is my yearning, it is my desire that you would answer their prayers according to your will. And we'll praise you, and we'll thank you, and we'll give you glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Well, tonight...